in the pasuk in Dvarim, v'yomer titen tzcharei. And in the Sefer Mitzvah Sakata, in the Chavetz Chaim, he has a list of the 77 mitzvahs aseh which apply nowadays. Out of the 248, he makes a cheshbon, only 77 mitzvahs aseh apply nowadays. And of those, how many do we do every day? Say Kriya Shema, put on tefillin, Berakas HaMazon sometimes if you eat. But there's not so many mitzvahs deraisa that we do every day. And he says over there that that the Yomei Titan Schar is one of the few mitzvahs that taka could come up very, very frequently, a mitzvah deraisa, more frequently than matzah and lulav and sukkah and these things. Someone that you have a barber giving you a haircut, someone mows your lawn. Any person that, and kolshken, if you're, that's just for a stump person, and kolshken, if you're, and you have employees working under you. But what we're going to learn today, the sugi that we learned today, is that even in a case of schiras karka, which many people are involved with, you know, renting a house, renting property, or kalim, also the mitzvah biyomei titen tzchar can apply. So that's the gabi the mitzvah saseh. But if you read the psukim, which is the first thing in the introduction, if you read the psukim, just to make it clear, besides the mitzvah saseh of biyomei titen tzchar, there's also a loy saseh, you're over if you don't pay on time, which is either loy salam pul asachir etchad boiker, which is the pasuk in Vayikra, and the pasuk in Dvarim is loy salva yalav hashemesh, is a loy saseh. So in Dvarim there's a mitzvah saseh and a loy saseh. In Vayikra there's another loy saseh. So it's a very chamerdika inyan. And the idea behind it is that the mida keneged mida, if a person ki'elav hunoseh es nafshay, a worker, this is his parnasa, he's coming to you to he works for you and he's expecting that he's going to be the one, you're going to help him out, and then you leave him stranded, and this is the way he thinks that he's going to be able to be mefarnas himself. He's relying on you to a certain extent. It's a chamer thing, because then you're going to come to Ribbono Shel Olam and you're going to ask him for something, and you're going to say, well, I'm relying on you. He's going to say, well, the people that are relying on you, you don't seem to help them appropriately. So even though you're relying on me, I'm not going to help you either. So therefore, it's a chamer thing. And you find that by Gedolim, there was a few maises, Rabbi Yashiv, I was reading in the book, that Taka, he was late. He was late to something like along the lines that he was late to his one of his children's chasanas, and the reason was because he was running around trying to find the plumber that came that day to fix the house, because he wanted to be mekayim the mitzvah biyom titzin schara, and they couldn't find the plumber, and they were running around to try to find him, and he showed up late to the chasana. So they were very makbid gedolim on this mitzvah. Okay, so the issue that topic number one is paying rent for property. Now, of course, there's going to be a lot of other shilas. Just if you went through even just the Rashi and Chumash, you see that there's two types of schir, of sachirs. There's a sachir that works during the day, and if he works during the day, he's a schir yoim. So you owe him the money at night. You owe him the money at night. You have the whole night to pay him. And you're over if the night went by without paying. That's lesava lav hashemesh. Don't let sunrise come before paying him. And then there's the opposite. If he works the whole night, then you owe him money at the beginning of the day, and you have the whole day to pay him. And that's because the halacha is and we're going to get into the shailas. What happens if he stops in the middle of the day? So where's that? If he stopped at 4 o'clock and shkia is 6 o'clock, so now you have 2 hours of the day. Are you over baltolin if you didn't pay him right away, or you need to be? You're only over a full 24-hour period went by without paying him, and this could mean again babysitters and any things like that. Now the reason that the halacha is set up like that is because we paskin that schiras in a meshtalamas el levasoif. That means if someone works for you, you pay him $10 an hour. It's not the pshat that after a half hour you owe him $5. And then after an hour, every minute, he's getting the percentage of that hour. After he finishes the hour, that's when you owe him the money. So if he's hired to work for you for the day, you owe him money at the end of the day. You know, back then they didn't have 9 to 5; they worked for the day hours. So if he works till sunset, so he owe money at sunset. So then that's why you owe money at the end. But now our structure is a little different. But anyway, we're going to see that karka altogether, schiras karka rental is different. But where does this come in? It's the first sif in Shulchan Aruch. That's why we're starting with that. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if we got to the Mishnah says, Echad Schar Adam, Echad Schar Behema, Echad Schar Kalim. So not only Schar Adam, which is the Pshuto Shel Mikra and the Psukim, even Schar Kalim and Schar Behema. So it means if you rent something, you also have to pay for it on time. It's interesting to note that the Mishnah does not say anything about Karka. It just says Schar Behema and Schar Kalim. And the Gemara also, Schar Behema, Schar Kalim. What about Karka? So there's if you look in the pasuk, how do we know schar kelim and schar behema? Because it says kol shebe artzecha. kol sheba artzecha. So the Torah brings from the Ramah that kol sheba artzecha does not include karka, because that's not be artzecha, that is artzecha. So therefore, since it is artzecha, it is your property, it's not be artzecha, there's no baltolin or anything like that on karka itself, only on things which are be artzecha. But the Vilna Gaon says that's only if you learn that the reason why you're chayiv for schar behem and schar kelim is because of the riboy of be'ar tzecha. But in our Mishnah, it doesn't even bring that. It just says le'salim pulasit sacher itcha ad boiker. Don't hold it back, and it's mashna anything you're holding back, So even karka. So that's the Vilna Gaon says, and therefore it seems to be it's not so posh. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch that we had, the Shulchan Aruch says. When the Mechaber says Yesh Mishaimer with no chaylik, that's the halacha. So therefore, the halacha according to this is that you don't have to have a guilty conscience if you're paying your rent late, because according to this, you're not over anything. Now, there's a different lav. If you don't pay at all, it's gzela. But if you're just not paying on time, that would be baltolin, and according to this, you're not over anything for not paying on time. Now, the reason why it may not be so particularly helpful is besides that the Chafetz Chaim in Na'avas Chesed says that since it's the Vilna Gaon argues, and other Achrayim argue, it's a shayla v'deraisa, savak deraisa l'chumra, you have to be machmer anyway. So that's number one. But number two is that there's a ketzos over here. But the ketzos says that if you're renting out property, a house, this is all talking about a field. Because it's be'ar, it was saying be'ar tzecha, in your ar tzecha, and not ar tzecha mamish. But that's all if you're renting a field. You know, you're renting a field to a wheat field or whatever. But if you're renting a house, so there's a whole sugya in Shas, many places, tolushul v'soif chibroi. That shaila is if something was you have bricks and mortar and everything, and that's not artzecha, that's be artzecha, and you're putting it, attaching it to the land, does that become artzecha now? It's not clear. So the Ketzos says you should be machmer, that a house is not called artzecha, it's not mamish eretz, it's be artzecha, and therefore the Ketzos says on a house, the whole safek of the Shulchan Aruch is only if you're renting a field. But if you're renting a house, there's no shayla, and you're for sure over. So according to this, it should come out that there's a mitzvah deraisa and a loisa say if you pay your rent, if you're late on your rent. Now, we'll have to learn some of the gedarim. When are you exactly over? Are you over, let's say, you know, the halachas we're going to see. It's only if he's toivea you, if he asks you, if the Baal Bas asks you for the money and you delay. Or if you have the money. If you don't have the money also, it's not itcha. You're not holding it back. You have to be withholding it. But, so we'll see details. But theoretically speaking, if a person under the right circumstances does not pay their rent on time, he should be over a Baal Tolin. But there's an interesting halacha, which is the following. By karka, we paskin, also, that schiris ena mishtalemes ela levasoif, like we said, you only owe it at the end of the period. So if you rent every month, so according to the halacha, really you only chayv to pay the rental after you finish the rent. We in this country do the opposite. You owe the rent on the first for the following month. So it's not api halacha. Really, you only owe the rent at the end of the month. So therefore, this is a big shaila. I just saw in one sefer, and it doesn't say who he spoke to, but he just said this is. It's the English sefer that this person over here, Rabbi Ari Marburger, was with me in yeshiva. So he wrote the sefer that business halachos. He writes over there that since we're noyig that we pay rent at the beginning of the month. Now, what if you're late? And you don't pay the first. You don't pay on the first. Now, you're late according to your agreement, but are you late according to the Torah? Because according to the Torah, you don't really owe the money yet until the month is over. So what happens if you're late according to your agreement, but you're not late according to the Torah? So he says that you're not over Baltolin, because even though you made up that you're going to pay now, but you're not over Baltolin until the end of the month. So Memela, he says, even though you made up that you're going to pay him, but since according to the Torah you're only chayv to pay at the end of the month, you're not over Baal Tolan. And he says, the footnote, he says, this is after extensive conversation with many Gedolei Yisrael. It doesn't say who he spoke to, but this is what he says there. After extensive conversation with many G'dolei Yisrael, they all held this halacha. So it would come out like this. Halacha l'maisa, you owe rent on the first, you pay on the second, third, fifth, seventh, 18th, 20th, you're not over Baal Tolin. But if you waited the whole month, and now it's the 30th, and you didn't pay yet, and then you're going to hold it till the 31st, then you taka aro over Baal Tolin.
Only if he's Teveyu on the 30th.
If he was Teveyu. Or if he's Teveyu, yeah, if he's Teveyu.
He was probably Teveyu on the
30th. Yeah, I don't know if earlier doesn't count. Yeah, I'm not sure if that doesn't count. Yeah, yeah. That's what we're gonna, we didn't learn that yet, but that's what we're going to get to. It's only if he's Teveyu. So if he's not Teveyu, but Pashtos by that time, we're talking about that you owe it on the 1st, and we're talking about you owe it on...
If he's Teveyu before it's due.
No, it's due, l'maisa, it's your deal. Just Baal Tolin is only when the Torah is mechayiv it, not because you made up. But it's due already before, because you made it tonight. You can make up whatever you want. But the chiddush here is that the Baal Tolin doesn't go by what you made up, it goes by what the Torah is mechayiv you.
Why does that make sense, that the Baal Tolin should not be defined by what you made up?
Because the pasuk says that if it's a pull, if a guy worked by day, so, now I'm not sure altogether which one are you over, because when do you owe it? Let's say the 30th day comes, you know, so I'm not sure when you owe. You owe it during the night, you owe it during the day, I'm not sure when you would be over. You have the rest of the business day till Shkia, or do you have to pay it before the morning? I'm not sure when you would be over, but Al Kaponim comes to us from this that you should be machmer unless you're renting out, you know, unless you are renting out, you know, a field. But if you're renting out a house and you're paying rental on a house, or a property or an office or whatever, if the Baal Dira at least is a yid, then you should be make sure that you pay it within the first. You should pay on time, but according to what you made up. But you're not going to be over Baal Tolin unless you waited and you didn't pay within 30 days, which is Shechiras Hanim Shlames El Vasoif at the end of the month. Shkoyach everyone for coming. If there's any suggestions or anything like that, just, you know, we'll try to accommodate and shkoyach everyone for coming.